Good morning, dog lovers. Excuse the background noise. I'm out with Trudy in the truck, man. But I want to talk about finding mentors, not just in the dog world, man, but in life. You know, it's interesting the Sid Arthur story, and we can take that and kind of juxtapose it on my venture through the online dog community world, right? So Sid Arthur wanted to know the nature of reality. What are we doing here, right? What does this mean? What is this all about? What is the nature of reality, right? And so Siddhartha sets out to find a teacher. And there's a, you know, the story of a million charlatans and sophists. And I mean, you know, until finally you find that one. What I call, what Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, the diamonds within the dunghill, right? And it's a very interesting story. And when you find those diamonds, you know when you found them, right? And the process of sifting through the imitations really, really quantifies and clarifies those diamonds when you find them. Not just in the dog world, but in life itself. And for me, I'm all about, what are we doing here? What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of my life? What is the meaning of existence? What is the nature of reality? All right, and you take a mindset like that, and we kind of talk about the dog world now. Here, I'm like Sid Arthur. I've bred dogs. I've been training dogs just for myself. I'm not, you know, claiming to be 50-year master, grandmaster. No, man, I'm just some dude who really loves dogs and loves training dogs and has needed protection dogs, right? Started training protection dogs for myself back in the 1980s, you know, so been at it, you know, a minute. I think there's an 8-year period in my life that I didn't have a dog when I lived up in Chicago the second time. But outside of that, man, I've always had a dog. But anyway, so I got these here dogs, man, and here we go, and we got all these guys professing to, professing to have the answers and the truth, and you know, man, just there's so many of them. And for me, man, when I found Gypsy, he was my mentor when it came to dogs, right? And everybody else, man, just. I'll tell you, someone who came kind of similar, and that would be Hans from Alpine, right? He's kind of a defense, starting the dog out in defensive drive. A lot of similarities. But outside of that, man, it would have to be Gypsy as far as what I was looking for that authenticity, right? No matter what it is, I'm looking for that authenticity. And when it comes to, like, dogs and dog training for my house, so my house is safe and my wife is safe and our few little possessions that we have are safe, you know, I want authenticity in my dogs. And so I went and experimented with a lot of these things. And then I wanted to show what I had learned and what I had discovered. So if I did videos showing dogs that are playing with sleeves and not really interested in the dude, if I show training styles where it's really old slave apprehension type hound dog chasing escape slave and apprehending them type training rather than actual protection training, and how this actually sets your dog up for failure to get stabbed and all of these kinds of things, right? I'm attacking the concepts and not the people. It doesn't matter to me whose video it is. It's the dogs that I'm talking about, right? And I'm attacking the concepts. And I'm using real dogs to demonstrate what I'm talking about, right? And a lot of people get pissed off when you do this, man, right? You know, when I was a kid, one of my favorite stories was The Emperor's New Clothes. Huh? What a great, great era. I thought it was a story. Boy, I'm almost 60 now, and I'll tell you what, man, that ain't no fairy tale. It really ain't, man. And the world is saturated with spinsters and clothing makers with magic thread, you know? And YouTube is just drenched with them. no matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter if it's a motorcycle adventuring, right? Or if it's photography, right? It's all the same shit, man. It's mostly sophistry, illusions, snake oil salesmen. That's what's mostly out there. Hidden agendas, false advertising, right? And me and my wife were talking last night. It just, you know, the different worlds I've been involved with, like you take the photography or the biker community or the dog world. And it was really amazing. We were talking about this. We found the dog world to be like more corrupt and foul than like the biker world. To tell you the truth, man. Just really, really foul. Amazing. The dishonesty, disingenuousness. So finding mentors, and Gypsy became a mentor of mine, and he spent, we worked probably about a year working on Apollonia. I have videos of Apollonia. I got a lot more on the members side. Actually those ain't available yet. But anyway, Gypsy was my mentor and helped, you know, I was like figuring this out on my own. Like Gypsy said, you had the ABCs. Let me give you the 1-2-3s, right? Make it a full package now. Because I thought I was seeing what I was seeing, right? But these guys are all claiming to be the experts, right? And I've been training dogs for 50 years and I'm a professional and I'm a master and I'm a grandmaster and I'm this and I'm that. And I train dogs, all of this stuff, right? They all know everything and they're all masters. And you know what? They're all full of shit, man. And there's very few. Here's the thing. Each one of those people has something to offer. Let's really clarify this, man. But they all step out of their lane, man. Every one of them steps out of their lane, you know. And some of them are more disingenuous than others. But then there's those diamonds in amongst that dunghill. And for me, Gypsy Stratton was a diamond amongst the dunghill as a father figure, actually, to tell you the truth, you know. Like Gypsy felt sorry for me. We had a conversation about deep stuff, race issues, all kinds of stuff. I opened up to Gypsy and showed him my pain. Everybody's got their own pain, right? Gypsy felt sorry for me because I've obviously been hurt by people very close to me at a very young age, right? And that shit affects you in your entire life. And then your spiritual work becomes not believing in Bronze Age mythologies. What our spiritual work becomes to take our character defects and try to turn them into something more positive. Self-reflection, to know ourselves, and then try to better ourselves, right? And it's just amazing, you know. It's just so many people. Recently, someone was talking about how they're going to stand on their square and they're not going to let anybody tell them what to do. And you talk behind the scenes, and they've removed videos and negotiated and asked me to take content down that they told me I could put up, and worried about using someone's name, you know what I mean? And then get on YouTube and be like, I'm going to stand here like a mountain. No one's going to tell me what to do, you know? And then it's like, oh, okay. You sure got a lot of worries, man. You know? That's just sad to see, man. You know, it really is. But that's life. It's how it's always been. And that's why mentors... Right now, I don't have a mentor. You know? I'm mentorless at the moment. And you'll spend... If you're a seeker, if you're a true seeker, you'll spend a lot of time out in the wilderness because those diamonds are in a dunghill. And you don't... They're not laying around everywhere, you know? It was a great loss to me that Gypsy passed away. Very pleased for the limited stuff that he did show me and share with me. And like I said, the idea was, and the reason I was a joint appearance with him on the Bulldog Social Club was the beginning of him rolling me me out as kind of his ambassador of the Southwest. It was more than just the Gypsy was teaching me how to train dogs. He wanted me to be an ambassador out here in the Southwest. And we were getting ready to do a weekly podcast. That was the last podcast, I think, Gypsy was saying, I don't want to do no more podcasts on these other channels. And I was trying to help him with his marketing and stuff like that, too. But we were going to start doing a weekly podcast together, me and Gypsy. And that was the last one he was going to do there on the Bulldog Social Club. But he passed away not too long after that. That was the last interview he did. It was with me. Hey, it'd be interesting if he would post the rest of that. I mean, he edited that a great deal for time constraints, but there's a lot of sweet, tender moments that are in that interview that aren't published. It'd be interesting to hear that in its entirety, since that's Gypsy's last interview, and where we expressed our love for one another and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, you know, and... Yeah, so I'm without a mentor, and more than just dogs. You know what I'm saying? A life mentor. I like someone, you know, someone to humble me, and to show me, and to speak the truth about the things I'm not seeing in my character defects. I'm a man of great reflection. I've spent thousands of hours deep in meditation. I've studied all the religions. I've practiced many different religions. I used to be a born-again Christian, and my life has been a life of spirituality and authenticity and trying to find out what the truth is in this world, in this existence. And not a perfect person at all, man. But so, like, any of those videos that I did, it's not about the person. I mean, like, the funny thing was, one of the videos I did showing this, and people were laughing about it because I didn't know it was Ivan. Oh God, it starts with a B. He's like, killer dog trainer. You know what I'm saying? World titles and all this kind of stuff. But when it comes to like serious protection dog training, man, these are not the people to go to. They're just not. And I didn't know it was him. I thought it was a lady. It was one of my members on my website was says, no, that's not a lady, man. That's Ivan. And the reason I didn't know, because it wasn't about the people. It was about the dogs. It was about a diamond that I had found in the dunghill. And I wanted to say, hey, check this really cool diamond I found, man. These dogs ain't real. that training ain't nowhere near even close, man. And I think those are important diamonds, you know, to be sharing. And let me show you what I'm talking about. Boom, boom, boom. Here you go. And that's the point of fair use. Did you guys know that? What is fair use? Fair use is to use segment of portions of copyrighted material. Its primary purpose is actually for artists, right? Rick Beato on his music channel said that we cannot learn if we cannot go back to original sources. Say like a piece of music. And you want to teach Mozart or Beethoven or whatever it is you want to teach, you need to be able to play a little bit of that, right? Oh, there's my guys. Pulling back up to the house here. You have to be able to play some of that music so that we can build upon and move forward with this thing we call civilization. So fair use is to be able to use segments of something for artistic, editorial, educational, journalistic purposes, right? That's what it's for. So to take small clips of other people's dog videos to show people, hey, here's what I mean. Here's an example, and maybe even here's a prominent guy claiming to have the top-notch stuff. And let me show you why it's not and why this is an illusion. And you use a little clip, or you use this guy was filing copyright claims against me for screen captures. Are you kidding me, dude? Insane. And then my own audio podcast, you know. But it wasn't about copyright. It was about silencing other people, right? So you got to have mentors in this world. And me personally, I don't have one. And there's been a lot of times I don't. And when they come around, I really, really cherish them. I really, really do. And I hope you guys have had mentors. I've had quite a few good mentors. My father was, my biological father was not a good mentor. And, though we had all the material things in the world, that was a three hots and a cot for sure. Never any material wants there, but not a good mentor. And, but I've had a lot of good mentors and I hope you do. And Gypsy Stratton was a mentor of me on the dogs. And also he was a father figure to me. And, you know, that's about it. But, and that's me. And, if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, you don't like me. But, let me tell you something, man. My main overall purpose in life is to figure out what life is about and what the nature of reality is. And, quite often the nature of that reality doesn't align with our beliefs, our totems, our sacred, hyper goods, and people get offended. Yeah. And then they get vicious. And, I try not to do that. I try to fight fair, and I try to stand up in the clear light of day. I try to be open. I try to be honest. Oftentimes I fall short of my own law that I hang above my own door. But at least I have a law above my door. And I hope I have a mentor or two before I pass on. And I've been a mentor to other people. And that's the great cycle. Knight of the Realm, Gypsy. I'm a Knight of the Realm. And all you other people that learn from Gypsy, whether you like me or don't like me, I'm a Knight of the Realm too. And we sit at the same table because we had the same mentor. And he invited all of us or accepted all of us at the table. And I miss you, Gypsy. There's no doubt about it. Man, what a beautiful day. We had a terrible windstorm yesterday. All right, I'm going to start walking. And Trudy, are you ready to go for a walk? Oh, I bet you sure are, huh? Let's go do one. All right, everybody, have a great day.